It is not a burden. It is a blessing. It is a privilege to be here. About 5.5 weeks ago, a beautiful redhead came to this church. And I've heard several of you say that all she does is cry. She gets up, she cries. She sits down, she cries. Well, I want you to know that's my daughter. And I also want you to know that all four of my children are here. First time in 8 years. So I won't promise you that I won't be crying by the time I sit down. In fact, I'll guarantee you I will be. Because the last time we were here, it was 2 years ago. And a lot has changed. God is blessing us abundantly. And I don't know how I'm going to get through this, so bear with me, because there's a lot I want to say. There's a lot of things that I want to express. First of all, I want to express my gratitude, my appreciation to each and every one of you that love us, who have supported us, who continually encourage us. And I was going to start from everything that's been happening in the last 2 years in Tottenham, but I'm going to start at the end, because to me it's been one of the greatest blessings, of Brian and the 6-7 people that came, young people that came over. I don't have words to express, because there's a pastor and two of his kids that came. Those tickets are not cheap. Others, daughter of a missionary. Don't know how you did it, but you did it. And it was a labor of love. And it was the biggest encouragement I think this matriarch has ever had. Being in Mexico, we had a lot of coworkers. We had a lot of church people. We had a lot of brothers and sisters that we considered family. But when you're away and things haven't gone so well for a long time, fresh faces, new faces. Faces that we know are fantastic. So thank you, Brian. Amen. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Adam. Thank you. Where are you? Okay. Matthew, a little bit. Joseph is. No, you're the brother. He's not here. Okay. Now, it's too much here, not up here. But thank you. Thank you for coming, because it was a blessing. Through that time, we were able to get out 5,000, 10,000 gospel tracts, 10,000 invitations, personal invitations into the door. We had visitors. One couple came, one family came. They've been there at every meeting.
Amen.
Sunday morning, Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Wednesday night. They haven't gotten saved yet, but that's just a matter of time. I think they're going to get saved, because they're open, they're ready, they understand. And so it's a fruit. It's a fruit we have.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to be all messed up because I'm going from the back to the front. So we had 5 people get saved since January. The 2 couples that Brent talked about last night and a young girl. That's an answer to your prayer. That's fruit to your account. And that is a glorious thing, because there's 5 people, 5 poles that last year were on the way to hell, like Michael said.
Right.
We're making a difference. We're making a difference.
Amen.
You're making a difference.
Amen.
You might not ever get there, but you're making a difference.
Amen.
And God is great. And God is blessing. Let me look at my notes right quick, because now I'm forgetting everything that I wanted to have it in order to say of what's been going on. Last summer, Joe and Debbie and Josh and Magda were here. Magda and Josh got back. We decided, the women got together. They said, why can't we have a prayer meeting? So we said, well, we can. We have them in Mexico. They knew about them. So we started a ladies' prayer meeting. Debbie, Magda, myself, one other sister, faithful to all of the prayer meetings that we have. We have it once a week. And it's been a blessing. We've seen a lot of prayers answered. We're seeing people encouraged. We're seeing people coming out, people getting involved in the ministry. And then about 4 months ago, I was talking with Susan. And they have a ladies' prayer meeting. Most of the churches in Mexico, I think, still have the ladies' prayer meeting. So we go to thinking and talking, well, why don't we combine? Let's have a sister church. Let's take the church in Tottenham, the sisters that pray there, and with the sisters in Pachuca, and let's start praying for each other.
Amen.
So we exchange pictures, we exchange prayer requests, and so they pray for us on Sundays, we were praying for them on Tuesdays. We've now changed to Sundays as well. And so the women are just excited.
Amen.
Susan tells me, you know, the sisters are praying for you. And when the four families, or two families of four people that got saved, the sisters are just rejoicing. So we're having an effect, not only in Toro, but in Mexico. And if any of you others want to get involved in a combined prayer meeting, well, we can do that too. That was a big blessing. It's been a big blessing. We also, last summer, started a Friday night Bible study. Brent says, you know, Joe and Josh are gone. We got to do something. So we started a Friday night Bible study in our house. And the whole church comes. And it's like just another third meeting that we have. And it's been really good. It's more friendly atmosphere. It's not just, you know, the stuffy go to church. How are you doing? I'm fine. How are you? Goodbye. We have time to sit and visit and talk and get to know each other. And so it's made the church group stronger. And so we're seeing a lot more participation amongst the brethren, and it's been good. So for the last 2 years, a lot of things have changed for the good. We're seeing a lot of people becoming more active in the work, having a desire to go out, and it's taking a little bit of our pressure off. You know, we're having to be there all the time. Now other people are getting involved, and that's our goal. We want to replace ourselves with the Polish people, right? And so it's been good seeing the Lord working in their lives. And I can't think of anything else major other than I quit working. I quit my schools. I don't teach high school. I don't teach private school. I don't teach kindergarten. I'm just teaching privately. It's a big relief because I can teach when I want to. I can teach those that I want to. And if I don't, I don't. But the Lord's put people into my life that I'm getting open doors to teach privately. I've been in contact with the military, the Polish military. We live on a base. And so I have one of my students wants to come to the States and meet Jason so they can talk military stuff. He's also a policeman. He wants to talk, get a sister church, or not sister church, but a sister police force between San Antonio somehow and Toro. So teaching English and giving them the gospel. It's, who knows what God can do. And Brent had the idea, probably when we get back, we'll have a get-together for like a police appreciation day, something that we can, because the people in Poland hate authority. They hate the police, and a lot of them hate them righteously because they're really corrupt and bad. So we want to try to maybe influence the police with the people, and maybe get something going with the police. The gospel is being preached every day. It's reaching lives, and we're seeing some fruit from it. Now, I said all of that. That's what's going on basically in Toro, and I'll try to be very quick. Now, I want to go to Jude. I had this even prepared before Michael got here. He basically just took half of my stuff. Thank you very much. But this verse, these two verses here, just about 4 years ago, I guess, really did a work on my attitude and my personality, my desire as a Christian, my walk with the Lord. And it says, Jude, and starting in verse 21, it says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, 22 is the one that really got me. And some have compassion, making a difference. Now, this last week, I celebrated 38 years with the Lord.
Amen.
And it was the best decision that I ever made.
Amen.
God made a difference in my life, and He's made a difference in many of you. And I think, I read something recently that the idea of the gospel and the mission, and missions, is making a difference. And you think about it, God, He made a difference. He makes a difference. And God sending His Son made a difference. You and I are saved today because there's a difference. And we're different, and we can make a difference.
Yeah.
and compassion. And a son has compassion. Now, 38 years ago, my brother led me to the Lord, and I praised the Lord for him, and then he told me the second best advice is go to Brother Lindell's church. So I started coming here, and I was taught, like all of you are being taught, strong doctrine, good doctrine, healthy, what's the word? Sound doctrine, thank you. Be strong, you're soldiers, fight the fight. Give it all you've got. You're frontline soldiers. And, you know, you start doing this. you get into it, and you see, you get out on the field, and you see that you've got to be strong. If you don't have a sound foundation, you're going to get wiped out.
Yeah.
And let's chalk it up to 28 years now on the mission field we've been, 5 years we were here. Sometimes you get a little hardened. Fighting the fight and people not wanting to hear it. You try, you plead with people, you beg people, you plead with them to accept the Lord, and they don't want to have anything to do with it. It's like, go home, we hate you, we don't want you here. And you get a little hardened. You start losing your compassion. And that's, I'm going to get a little personal here, that's been my testimony for the last 2 or 3 years. I've gotten hardened to people that I've gone to win. I've gotten hard to a lot of people. I don't care anymore. It's like, if you don't want it, well, fine. Go to hell then. I never said it, but it was my attitude. I'm a strong personality. I believe what I believe, and if you don't like it, well, too bad, and I'm the first to tell you. And I don't see that that's from God. You know? And some have compassion making a difference. The fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness. Boy, I get to that kindness and it just totally blows me out of the water. I'm not qualified anymore. And it's been hard when you have to deal with yourself. You deal with people, lost people, you can leave them and go home, but you come home and you're dealing with yourself.
Amen.
And knowing that the love that God has given in your life has changed your life. He's made you from something bad to something good.
Amen.
You're having life eternal. And then you don't even have compassion for people that were in your same situation.
Amen.
And so I started seeking the Lord. Lord, change me. I don't want to be like this anymore. I want to have that joy again. I want to have that love for people. I remember when I first got saved, I went to my best friend. I said, Terry, you need to get saved. You're going to go to hell if you don't get saved. And it wasn't like you're going to go to hell. But repent. The love of God. It's unbelievable. And there was that love, that kindness, that desperation that you want people to come to know the Lord when you've been saved and you have that first love. And I remember the difference in my witnessing, you know, going out and dealing with JWs and Mormons that didn't want to hear. They slam the door in your face, or they tell you all kinds of verses and get you all confused. There's a difference. And so I started seeking the Lord through His Word, and something hit me in Matthew chapter 5, chapter 5 and verse 13. It says, you're the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted with? Salted. It is there thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. And to other places in Mark and in Luke it says, and salt is good, salt is needed. And I did a study on salt, and it's good for its savor. Food without salt is nasty. You know, you have to have that salt on there to give it some flavor. And I think we should be flavorful for the lost. Salt is also preservative. It preserves, you know. It's good for us. It's a cleanser. And in the Old Testament, salt was used as a covenant between God and His people, and it was also a covenant between friends, a friendship. And I'm saying all of this because I had a really good friendship, and because of my hardness and because of my coldness and my indifference, I destroyed it. because I was always having to have the last word. I had to give the truth. I had to preach. I had to, you know, give the truth, and everything I was saying was true, but it was without kindness. It was without love. It was without any kind of mercy. And finally, it was just like, I don't want to hear anything more about your God. Just leave me alone. Go away. If that's what Christianity, I don't want it. But it's the truth. Yeah, but it was a truth without love. And this verse kept coming back of, you're the salt of the earth. Well, then, Lord, if I'm the salt, why is this so bad? But it says here, if the salt has lost its savior, it's no good. And we can lose our savior by not doing anything. And then I found out the Lord gave me a really good example with popcorn. And you're saying, you're crazy, what's going on? Well, Brent loves popcorn. And every night we have to have popcorn in the microwave. No butter, no, just popcorn. And it has to have a little bit of butter and salt. It has to be just right. Well, we had a lack of popcorn for about a month. So you couldn't find popcorn anywhere. But I had one little handful of popcorn that I was saving for the right time to make my husband happy. I was going to have this popcorn for him. So I was all happy. He came home, is there any popcorn? They haven't been able to find it, but I'm going to make you some. And so I made the popcorn just perfect, got it all down, the numbers down, the timing down, got the butter, got it all on there. I was putting the salt on. And I don't want to get too much salt because too much salt is not good. I wanted to get it just right. I was doing it, so proud of myself, and the lid falls. Oh. And I'm like, ah! And I'm like, oh no, he's not going to be happy, and I'm not going to have anything else. And so I'm taking all these corns and I'm shaking them off. And, I mean, I really try to be a good wife. I really, really do. And it just doesn't work sometimes. So anyway, we have this popcorn that is just ruined. And so I put it into the colander and I'm shaking it. And I tried it and it's ruined. And I just sat there and I cried. I cried. I cried. I mean, I just broke me. And I was like, man, woman, you're going through, something's not right here. Your hormones are really off. But I'm fine. But you know, it wasn't the popcorn. It wasn't the popcorn being ruined. It was the lesson that God gave me. Janice, too much preaching, too much of the truth, too much of any good thing, without love, without mercy, it's a killer. It's a waste. And I just sat there, and Brent's like, what's the matter? What's the matter? And Brent, I got too much salt on the popcorn. And he's like, it's okay. I can have ice cream or something. He loves popcorn. But I said, no, it's not that. It was a lesson that God showed me that, you know, we have the truth. But the truth without love doesn't make the difference. And we can make a good difference or we can make a bad difference. We're making a difference, whether it's good or bad. And we want to make a good difference. We want to make a difference unto life. We don't want to make a difference unto death. They say, I don't want your God. I don't want your religion. I don't want what you have. We want it to be a difference unto life. And that example, being the salt of the earth, being a good savior, being a good testimony, being a good flavor in people's mouths. If we can't win them, let's at least leave a good flavor, a good taste in their mouth.
Yeah.
And it was just, I mean, maybe it sounds silly, maybe it sounds insignificant to y'all, you know, this lesson of popcorn, but it has done a major job in my heart to know that, okay, I don't have to have the last word. And I never like to lose an argument. I don't like to, you know, not know something. But if you don't have love, it's not going to work, even if you have all the truth in the world. And you do have to have the truth. And I thank the Lord for this church. I thank you, Brother Lindell. I thank you. Billy, I thank you. You've been a faithful minister in Mexico, here. Thank you. You've taught us many things. Bill, Brian, thank you. Danny, thank you. You've been a faithful brother. Brother Newman, You got faithful kids. Thank you.
And many of you, many, many of you, you've co-labored with us. You've cried with us. You've blessed us. You've helped us. You've supported us. You even made me blueberry cobbler with ice cream. Thank you, Pat. You've been a blessing. And we make a difference. And I want to make a difference. I think we all want to make a difference. That's why we're here. Sunday night, we had all kinds of things we could do. But making that difference, having compassion.
Yeah.
We don't have to have the last word. We don't have to always win the argument. We can just have a little compassion because the Lord had compassion on us.
Amen. Amen.